Hi, it's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, a Democrat from the 1st District, in office since 1989. A busy summer, Congressman Neal. Thanks for coming back.
It certainly has been a busy summer with a lot of unexpected events.
Yes. Let me start with one, although maybe not the one you're thinking of. What was your reaction to the guilty verdict in the Menendez trial?
Well, I followed the trial almost daily based on news accounts in legacy media, incidentally, because I think that still is fact-based and the accuracy of it was apparently unchallenged. So I wasn't surprised given what appeared to be the preponderance of evidence that was presented. And I guess no surprise there, the fact that Andy Kim had already decided to challenge Bob Menendez in a Senate primary appeared as though it was a pretty strong case.
Do you know Senator Menendez well?
Yes, I know him from the House. I know him from the House of Representatives. He is very much a Cuban nationalist, individual of very strong determination. And I knew him, had a cordial relationship with him in the House. And incidentally, he was very supportive of the Friends of Ireland caucus.
Which you're, of course. And so, I mean, what was your reaction to it? I mean, the details in what the prosecutors alleged were pretty stark, you know, gold bars in the house and looking up how much they're worth. Kind of, I don't know, unbelievable for a sitting senator, at least from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, it seems as though it would have been more of a third world activity, to be frank.
All right. Well, let's move on to another area. You were in Berkshire County the other day in Lenox with a earmark for the town hall restoration project. Tell us about that investment.
Well, the town hall in Lenox, as you know, it's probably the best known address in the town of Lenox, and that includes a lot of famous addresses. But when you walk by or you drive by or you just stand across the street and you view it, it's a very handsome building and pretty old. So Representative Pignatelli approached me about maybe 18 months or so ago, and he said, we're in the midst of a restoration program for the town hall. Would you be willing to give us a hand with it? And I said, let me take a look at it. Went up, toured the building, and thought it was a worthwhile initiative. So very pleased. The turnout yesterday was quite sufficient. People were very glad. The cupola is in restoration form. And all considered, I think that town halls, libraries are befitting of a wise public investment. I did point out that in communities that I've represented for a long time, including places like Warren or Spencer, they have beautiful town halls, they have beautiful libraries, and they have beautiful town greens. And I think that Lenox has a grab in our imagination for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which is it's the bucolic setting.
Now, for people who are scoring at home, Representative Smitty Pignatelli is going to be retiring from the State House at the end of this year, but he's also the interim town manager for Lenox, where his family has deep roots, of course. So how do you decide which projects in your district are worthy of getting your effort behind an earmark?
Well, I generally think that it has to be part of a similar effort that comes from either beneficent forces or from those at the local level and sometimes the state level who are prepared to make an investment of public money there as well. I think it should be a partnership. I don't think it should be just the federal government acting alone. I think that there ought to be some demonstration of a substantial reuse of a property, for example, or a property of the historic nature and value of the Lenox Town Hall. So I've been pretty supportive over the years, particularly of historic projects. I've had a long history with these historic projects. I've been a real champion and defender of the historic tax credit, which has done enormous good for communities across the country. And I think that the result is that many of these old buildings are being handsomely preserved for future generations, which I do think is part of our obligation as members of Congress, and that is not just to redeem the past in terms of landmarks, but also to demonstrate that these are worthwhile investments.
There are four candidates, three Democrats and an independent, who are hoping to succeed Smitty Pignatelli in the House. Do you think you'll make an endorsement in that race or what?
No, that's probably unlikely. I think that Representative Pignatelli did a really fine job. I think that the fact that, that he seemed to win regularly without a great deal of opposition was indicative of the efforts that he made. So I hope that whomever his successor is, that there'll be somebody who's worthy of the great energy that he brought to the State House and also his advocacy. I'm always reminded of the challenges you have west of Framingham and that sign on the turnpike that says just after Worcester that you still have 66 miles to go to get to the Berkshires. It tells a story. So I've been mindful of it. As you know, I've probably represented more than half the state during my career in terms of geography, including the Blackstone Valley. Many of those initiatives I had an impact on as well. So it is a bit of a drive. I once represented parts of Norfolk County, and it's fair to say that the people in Hampden, Hampshire, Berkshire County, and Franklin County probably have not spent a lot of time in Norfolk County other than driving through.
Yeah. So Western Massachusetts, and especially Berkshire County, we often hear from local representatives there and members of the delegation on Beacon Hill that they have to really fight to not be forgotten. You know, it's a long way from Boston, as you say. Aside from this issue in Lenox, what are some other kind of pressing needs that you see in Berkshire County right now?
Well, if you consider some of the things we've done, including what's happened at the town hall, and understand that we've made a big investment in Mount Greylock, and we've made a big investment in Berkshire Community College, MCLA. One of the reminders as I was leaving yesterday in Lee that the Eagle Mill project is well underway. That's $25 million project in terms of state and federal money, but it also includes almost $9 million of historic tax credits. And I call attention to that because whether it's Wacona Park, where we have invested $3 million, that's another very important and an iconic monument, I think, for the city of Pittsfield. We put money in again for the North Adams Adventure Trail. How about the flood chutes in North Adams? And not to mention the reopening of the North Adams Regional Hospital. My congressional staff, I think, are all would acknowledge with my efforts, we were able to bring the North Adams Regional Hospital back to full life, and I think that's a big deal. We also put money in for Williamstown at the Meeting House Rehabilitation. That was $500,000. And I'm not stopping there because I have a series of more investments that we intend to make that will be part of the fiscal 24 initiative as well.
Okay, so we only have a minute or two left in today's conversation, but that brings up a related point, which is you're on the ballot this year. You're running for re-election, and there's a challenger from Berkshire County. So what's your message to people listening to this who have a vote in your district about why you want to go back?
Well, I mean, I think that's been very effective. I think that most people would indicate that the Ways and Means Committee during my chairmanship, we were the biggest provider of whether it was the CARES Act, which helped to save the American economy. Our economy has responded so much better than the rest of the world. How about the Inflation Reduction Act, which almost exclusively was written in the Ways and Means Committee? How about the infrastructure bill, the CHIPS Act, the Butch-Lewis Act? I think that I tend not to be on the cable shows. I tend not to be trying to find room every day or night to score a headline. But I think members of both political parties and independents as well would all come to the conclusion that the question for any legislator is how effective is he or her? And I think that most would say, based on the descriptions I've offered just in the last few minutes, pretty darn effective and lauded by members of Congress on both sides of the aisle for a methodical approach to legislating.
Well, when we come back the next time with Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, we'll talk about what the outlook might be in Washington in 2025. We've been speaking with the Democrat from the 1st District today. He's been in office since 1989. Congressman Neal, thank you as always.
Thanks for your help, Ian.